Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 84, Catch Up, or Catching Up. Now, I can't remember what I called it, something like that. It is Thursday. Yes, Thursday, late Thursday, closing in on Friday. So I'm going to make this intro really, really quick. I meant to sit down and do a bang-up job, but it's just been one thing and another thing, and now Travis is barking. I don't know why. Jack is making a lemon tart, although on the very tail end, I'm going to finish it up for him. He made the crusts, did a nice job, and made the filling, but now he's got to go do 13-year-old boy stuff because he's a 13-year-old boy. He turned 13 on Friday, and I told him I would not mind pouring the filling into the crust and then baking the tart. He's doing this for French class. He and his friend Griffith are going to demonstrate with the other crust that Jack made and the other ingredients how to make a tart in French. And there's so many jokes you could make about that. I'm not going to do it. I'm not making any French tart jokes. But wouldn't it be fun? Anyway, let me say just a general thanks to everyone who commented. I'm sorry. You will hear all about my various travails and travels. I haven't had that many travails. Well, I threw up on a plane. That was kind of a travail. The last couple weeks, you know what? Let's just say the last few months, kind of crazy. Lots of good crazy people coming into town and visiting with family and friends and this and that, going to visit people. It's all been good, but crazy making, especially for someone who just likes to sit around at home a lot by herself in a quiet, dark room. Yeah. So, and now I'm at that place where I can a little more often, although, of course, school will be out in a month, and that's all shot to heck. That's okay. I'm going to enjoy the next month. I hope you are enjoying yourself. I hope you're doing a lot of quilting. I hope that this episode, in which I'm not editing, I have no idea what I said, because I started this 2 weeks ago. I didn't post last week. I thought I would, and that was insane of me to think that I would. So the first quilt diary is very, very old. It goes way back, and I don't even know what I've said. I hope it's coherent. I will try to be more coherent for next week. But one thing, just an insight, I'm doing a lot of gardening, which I think I talk about at some point in the podcast. And you know what's interesting? A lot of quilting skills go into gardening because, oh, gee whiz, you know, he's barking at the man. The man is like on the porch or something. Hold on, my fierce cockapoo is going wild. I've told him to stop. He probably won't. Where was I? Oh, gardening and quilting. So I'm trying to build a perennial bed as well as do a lot of flowers and containers, more annuals in the containers. I have like a container garden. I have all these various pots. Some of them just pots. Other plants came in over by the garage in a place where the dirt is too shallow. You can't actually build a garden there, but so I have all these. But it's a really good sunny spot, so I've got lots of pots. I'll take a picture. But yesterday, I planted some dianthus, purple and white, which, you know what, I've decided I don't like. I don't know what I'm going to just put them someplace else. But anyway, I've got some snapdragons, beautiful. It's been so hot here, everything is suffering. But snapdragons and some different, another kind of dianthus, which is actually more carnation-like, which is a pale white pink, pale white pink. There's no such color as pale white pink, but they used to be pinker, but I think the heat has just kind of kicked their butts. But anyway, so these purple and white flat dianthus and these pale pink dianthus, and then this snapdragon, which is having a little trouble with all the heat, but has various pinks and yellows, peaches. This is a beautiful little snapdragon. Snapdragons are annuals, and this just, the winter never got cold. All these annuals have kind of come back. It's kind of freaking me out. And some marvels of Peru. All right, minor interruption, but all this to say, so I get all this stuff. Oh, marbles of Peru, which are kind of red, and these are also, you know, I planted some seeds in pots last summer that never came up, and now they're coming up. It's fun, but I realized I was just strongly dissatisfied with my colors. I didn't have enough strong contrasting colors, and so I went out today to Lowe's and got Impatience, these brilliant pink, dark pink, dark colors. It's like I needed contrast colors, and it bugged me. It was like having a design wall where you're just bugged by it and you can't hardly stand it. So I had to go buy dark, dark pink and fuchsia flowers. And now I feel much better. I haven't actually gotten them in pots, but I went and put them next to the pots I've got planted. I'm like, oh, much better. So it's kind of fun. The perennial bed will be interesting, and that will be a long-term project. So I'm not as worried about getting that right. It's going to take a few years, maybe the rest of my life, to get that right. So doing a lot of gardening and, yeah, a lot of quilting skills going to gardening. All right, I'm going to finish up this introduction. Again, thank you to everyone who commented last time, and I'm sorry, but I've got a French tart to I've got a date with a French tart, so I'm going to go do that, and I would love to hear from you. You can come over to my blog, my website, which is theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. There's some pictures, none of them good, but you will see the back of the hexagon garden quilt, which I actually love. The picture is not great. Click on it and it gets bigger and better focus, but I really love it. Now it's basted, so I couldn't take a new picture when I realized how bad the picture I took was. And you can see some of my funky, silly quilting on Razzle Dazzle because I visited Razzle Dazzle when I was in Chicago. That was fun. Anyway, so come over, leave a comment, or you can email me fdowell@nc.rr.com. Hope to be back on schedule, back here again in this very spot next week, Thursday, because I'm a Thursday girl. All right, Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, day one. It's Monday, April 22nd, I believe. Maybe 23rd. Maybe the 23rd. Anyway, it's about 10:30, and I'm very excited because you know what? I finished sewing the back to the hexagon gardening quilt. Yes, and I'm going to take a picture. It's funky. I scrapped it. I don't even think I can explain it other than to say I used fabrics I already had, used actual scraps from the hexagons, used all the fabrics from the front of the quilt and the back. A lot of stripes. I had a big chunk, a chunk of fabric left over that I think was from the back of the bento box quilt I made for my mother-in-law. And I just got, I'm pretty sure, I've been visiting my quilts. I visited the bento box quilt at Easter, and then I was just in Chicago and visited, Razzle Dazzle. It looks fab. I even took a picture. I took a picture trying to get a close-up shot of the quilting, which you couldn't see in the picture I posted after I finished it. I really, you know what? I like the quilting. I didn't quite know if I did when I made it. I mean, I just thought maybe it was a little nuts, but I think it's pretty. I think it works. I have to ask my mom what she thought. I think she's seen it in real life now. I'm not sure. Anyway, when I bought fabric for the bento box back, got more than I needed. This was before I had my quilt calculator. So I used a lot of that on the back here. And then strips to make stripes from other fabrics. And then a couple other funky details, which you will see. I don't know if you're going to like it or not. I like it. I just do. I think these kind of improvisationally pieced backs are a lot of fun. I love that I'm using fabric I already bought. And it's very fun to do. But, you know, I just feel like it's the back of the quilt. And I'm not saying so big whoop because I actually, it's more, I feel free to play. And it is the back. And so it doesn't have to be the star of the show, right? Although, you know, with the Sawtooth Star quilt, a lot of people liked the back as much as the front. So there you have it. Anyway, it is Monday night. Tomorrow, this time I will be in a hotel room outside of Charlotte. I have a school visit on Wednesday, and then that is it for me until next March. And you know what? Half of me just wants to email the teacher I've been dealing with in Fayetteville for next March and just say, you know, I just can't do this anymore. It disrupts my life so much. And this has been a really, it's been a fun spring, late winter, early spring. We've had visitors. We have gone visiting. I have done this and that. I'm ready for nothing to happen for a long stretch of time. I had a good time in Chicago. I went to my niece and nephew's school, and that was a lot of fun. It was a great school. It's called Burley School in Chicago. It's kind of the north side of Chicago. And just a neat, neat school, and it's a magnet school, and it's a literature magnet school. So these were kids who were really primed to talk about books, and the school did a great job of preparing the kids. And it was neat because they actually used a couple of my books. I think Shooting the Moon and maybe Chicken Boy were already in their curriculum, even before they knew that my brother's was my brother. You know, even before they knew that, and that they had that my niece and nephew were my niece and nephew. So that's kind of cool. Anyway, it was a good trip, except I don't even know if I should share this with you, but on the way back on the plane, and Mom, don't tell Doug and Jessica because it might make them feel bad. I got sick. I've never gotten sick. And by sick, that's a euphemism. Yeah, not fun. Never happened to me before, although I have had a couple occasions where I came very close. And this time it just, I don't know if it was just I had taken my allergy medicine and then took some Dramamine, and that was a bad mix. I don't know if something from breakfast kind of hit me the wrong way. Oh, my friends, it was a miserable trip. I didn't get sick till the end of it, which is good. But you know what? Here's the thing. Two lessons learned. One, if you're going to get sick, quote unquote, get sick in public in a contained place, you know, a plane is as good a place as any because no one knows you. It's embarrassing. And I felt at most, I didn't feel so much embarrassed. It's just kind of bad for people because, you know, it's unpleasant. I'm never going to see any of them again ever in my life. So there's kind of like, you know, what are you going to do? In 20 minutes, they're out of my life. I'm out of theirs. But also people are very kind. And the stewardess was very kind, and the man sitting next to me was very kind. The stewardess brought me ginger ale and a cup of ice, and the man sitting beside me like poured my ginger ale for me and held the can and drank from the cup. And the woman, bless her heart, across the aisle from me, she was, you know, you could tell she was very, she was on the verge of getting sick herself. But after I got all cleaned up and she had some hand sanitizer, and she was like, do you want some hand sanitizer? And she put it in my hand for me. You know, she squeezed some out of my hand. It was almost religious. It was almost, there was something about that. Like she was anointing me with oil or something. That was really, you know, it was very sweet. And everyone was kind. So, yeah. But I thought that's sort of like, wow, what a great finale to all of this stuff. Blah. yeah. So enough of that, but I'm just sharing because maybe sometime you might want to get sick on a plane too, and don't hold back. That's my advice to you. Let her rip. You will feel better. Yeah. Anyway, I'm happy to be home for now, and I'm happy 48 hours from now will be Wednesday night, and I will be home, and that's it. And now I've got this back made, and that's exciting. That's a real big, big step in the right direction. And now I'm thinking about how I'm going to quilt it. I have been doodling and doodling and doodling feathers. So I may be doing some feathers on this quilt. We shall see. Haven't quite decided yet. Finished cutting all the fabric for the stars for Rick Star quilt. No, for not actually not for the stars. I haven't cut out the star bits, which are a cream, off-white cream color. And you know, I think I'll do that a little bit of at a time. I'm a bit tired of cutting. It's been so fun to be sewing and ironing because I'm a little tired of just cutting. So thinking ahead to this weekend, I might get some of those blocks made just to get them made. Now, here's the funny thing. So, you know, when Sandy was here and we went to Thimble Pleasures and we bought the border fabric for the hexagon garden quilt, and I feel like we bought the binding too. And in fact, I may be looking at it, but I'm not right now as we speak, but I'm not positive that's it. But I felt like we did, and it's very dark. So now I'm not sure if that's what I want to do. But Sandy's like in Hungary or something. She's in Budapest, I think. I checked something on her Facebook page, and that seems to be about where she is. So she's not going to be able to get back to me and say, yes, yes, that batik, that sort of dark purple batik with the fuchsia print. That's what we picked, and it's going to be great. We'll see. Maybe it will be. I'll check. But if not, my friend Amy and I are getting together for coffee on Saturday, and she picked this place called Three Cups, which is, guess what, next door to Thimble Pleasures. Yay! So I'm already thinking, well, what will I need? Will I need new binding? Maybe I'll need binding. I don't know what I'll need. I don't even know. Where am I? Get this quilted. Get the hexagon garden quilted. And probably really need to focus on Rick Star quilt, although here's the thing. Our Bible study is just We were supposed to start in early September and really didn't start till late October. So I feel like it's going to be going on until the summer. I feel like I have a few months. I kind of want to make Jack's teacher quilt. He's been a really great teacher. But then I would have to make the assistant teacher quilt, who's also great. That's the thing. It wouldn't be like, well, I hate to make her quilt too, because she's really nice. I'm just like, I don't think I have that kind of time. So we'll see. I mean, I could always make Jeff a quilt and send it to him this summer and just say, thanks, you're great. And Betsy as well. Make them both and just mail them to them. We'll see. That's a dream. I think I'm dreaming. I have to make a new bedspread for the bed. I know I still love Simply Amy, Simply Frances, but we need an alternate bedspread. It's time. And that's going to be a summer project, though. Yes. That's one thing at a time. I mean, yeah, I'm doing multiple projects right now. It's true. I'm getting into that. I get it from my mother, apparently. Also doing multiple projects, but I don't want to get too ahead of myself. But I'm so excited to be sewing, to have this back done. I will take a picture. I think it looks cool. I hope you do too. I don't think I'll probably get any work done tomorrow, quite frankly, because I've got to get ready to go. I think I'll do tomorrow is clean up and ponder what's next. And then when I come back Wednesday night, I'll be exhausted, so I probably won't. But Thursday and Friday, I'm just going to kind of chill out, meet some friends for coffee. I've got my book club. We're reading My Stroke of Insight, which is written by she's not a neurosurgeon. She's basically a brain scientist who had a stroke, and I've probably read a third of it. It's very interesting. She's not a good writer, but it's just interesting because she's having the stroke, and she knows what's going on, and so she's really, the way she describes it is just wild. Sounds like such a bad, you know, literally a nightmare where, you know, she knows she needs to try to call 911 or call somebody, but she's lost the function in her brain to actually be able to recognize numbers. And yeah, so anyway, it's pretty interesting. So that's Thursday, and I'm meeting with some friends on Friday. And these are kind of newish friends. One of them's not. Carla's not. I've known her for years and years and years. Will and her son Chris were in preschool together way back in the day, from the time they were two. And she's also my book club. We're not close friends, but she's someone who I like very, very much. But she's really social. And so it's not that I don't think she's fantastic, but she's like has 10 million friends. So there's only so close we're going to get, but I very much like her. And then there's this other woman, Francine, who I've always wanted to get to know, and now we're kind of been getting to know each other a little bit here. And then a third woman who seems really great, I don't know at all. And we're getting together for coffee, so I'm excited about that. That will be fun. And then on Monday, back to work. I got books to write. I got a life to live, and I'm excited about it. So anyway, I hope I'll have some things to tell you Thursday or Friday that I'll maybe make some blocks or this or that from Rick's a Star quilt. That will be a goal, actually, maybe to do a couple blocks so I can just talk about it. And I'm not taking on any new projects, but I have to say, I keep looking. So the new Quilt Mania is out, and I've got the cover on Pinterest, and it's fabulous, and I kind of want to make the quilt. I don't think I actually have the skills to make this quilt. It's the birds on a line. Oh, it's so cool. And I know if I made it, I know just where I would put it. But I still have to do my red and white quilt, don't I? I'm just getting ahead. Way too far ahead. And now it's time for me to go to bed. So talk to you soon. Bye. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's actually like a week later. More than a week later. It's Tuesday, May 1st. Happy May Day. Really hot today. Like 87. Not that I complain about the weather. But really. I mean, 87 on May 1st. A little crazy, but what have I been up to? Mostly just recovering from my travels, and I got back, I guess Wednesday was when I did the school visit in Charlotte, and I got back Wednesday night and was still tired Thursday, and really still a little bit tired on Friday. These things just wipe me out. On Thursday night, my book group met, and I was asking Suzanne, who works for the EPA here in Durham, but travels quite a bit. I said, did it take her at least a day to recover from her travels? And she said, yes, it did. So I'm not alone. Traveling takes it out of you. Quilting-wise, I have basted the hexagon garden quilt. Yay! Did that today. Had to sew some batting together to make that all work out. But it's basted and ready to go.
I'm trying to come up with a feather pattern that I like. I like feathers. I've been doodling feathers. I'm ready to go with some feather action, but actually figuring it out, should I do kind of a viney feather thing? I'm not going to do circles, but I don't know. I think tomorrow I'm going to spend some time online finding pictures of feathered quilts and just figuring that out, because I would like to get going on this. It's not a big quilt. I don't think it will take long to quilt. I think I probably will take my marking pencil and draw in the pattern and just, paint by numbers after that. I did get some thread. I went to Thimble Pleasures on Saturday with my friend Amy, who had never been before. She is not a quilter. I think she would like to make a quilt. Right now, she's, I think, actually more interested in doing things like totes, doing sewing projects that are not quilting projects. But she loved Thimble Pleasures, of course, and was excited by all the fabric. And I bought the thread, and I think I got Aurifil, and it's not in front of me. And I'm too lazy to go get it, but I was about to say aquamarine, but I think it's darker than that. It's a little bit greener, but it's a blue-green. And I think it's going to work really nicely. We shall see. So did that. Realized I'm not behind because I'm not on a schedule. There's no quilting schedule here. There's no quilting. The quilt police does not come by and say, hey, get working now. Get moving. It's not like Lucy and Ethel and the chocolate factory. This is something I do for fun. But nonetheless, I feel a little behind. I was straightening up today, and I found this fabric for my block of the month. That was April, so I need to get that done because May's will come. The block of the month patterns have been coming in the middle of the months. That just takes a couple hours to do them, so I'd like to get moving with that, and I'm thinking about my red and white quilt still. So much to do. No work on Rick Star quilt, so have been doing a little gardening. I'm trying to establish a perennial bed out back. I had a mostly annuals, just a little garden that ran along the fence line for our big fenced garden where we go our tomatoes and melons and various things, beans. It actually wasn't fenced last summer. It was marked off, but the bunnies got the beans. So this year the man built fencing around it. Anyway, I now have a long bed. I would have to go out and measure it. It was 20 or 30 feet and long and maybe 3.5 feet wide. So far, I've got lavender planted and chamomile and salvia and coreopsis and those little silvery non-flowering plants called dusty. I don't know what they are, but I really like them. I've got that in, and really, that's just about a third of the garden. And there's some lilies that Will planted last year, and they came back up. I'm like, oh my goodness. I may plant a little bit of some low-growing lantana in front of those. Still gives me a lot to work with. I think I'm going to actually do some seeds as well. I went to Lowe's. They had a very nice supply of plants. Just a few annuals. I didn't really spend all that much. I spent about $60 and got a lot. Got a few annuals to mix and match, but I'm really trying to go with perennials because they come back, and then every year you don't have to go to Lowe's and spend tons and tons of money. But I may get some seeds and do sort of have half the garden planted with plants that I bought, and then the other half can be plants that I start from seed. Whenever I do that, of course, I buy seeds and I bring them home, and it's like, you know, you're supposed to actually plant them in late fall. Early winter, I'm like, So I should probably go look around for seeds I already have so I don't repeat the same mistakes. Anyway, that has been taking up a little time this week and has been very fun. And this time of year is always great. It's fun to think about the garden. We have had tons of lettuce. It is a hot week, and I'm afraid our lettuce is going to bolt by the week's end. I keep bringing tons of lettuce to Will's teacher, Mr. Birch, who we love. And And he loves lettuce, so we love him. He's actually, you know, he's a great teacher. Third grade, I think, is one of those magic years, especially if you get a good teacher. And Mr. Birch is a really good teacher. In fact, we have a magazine here called Durham Magazine, and the new issue is supposedly on the stands right now, the May issue, and it's the best of Durham, and Mr. Birch got voted the best teacher. Now, I don't know when that vote was taken. I didn't participate in it. Had I would have voted for him because he's a great teacher. He is actually new to our fine school this year, and it's one of these funny things. Lesson learned. Last August, before school started, the class lists come out, and Will is in this strange person's, new person to our school, Mr. Birch's class. And, you know, on the one hand, I was glad he had a male teacher because I felt like Will would really respond to a man teaching, and he has. But all of his friends, Gavin and Wynn and Ashank and Jackson, they're all in another class. And so I had that just this really kind of sad feeling and kind of, oh, we're being left out. We're being left out of the good class. And, you know, and then I had to just calm myself down and say, you know what? First of all, it may be for the better that Will is not in a class with all his best friends in the world. Maybe it would be good for him to branch out a little bit, but also be able to focus more in class. Because that was, especially with his friend Wynn, who is his best friend. They were in the same class from kindergarten through second grade, and by second grade, they were starting to, you know, they really like to entertain each other. So I'm like, you know, maybe it's not such a big deal that Will is not with all these people. And you know what? I think he got put in just like the super third grade class of the school. And he made a new best friend who sadly is leaving. This seems to happen with my children. They make best friends and they leave, but is not leaving the area, but going to a different school in the fall. But nonetheless, he's made great friends. The teacher is great, and he's just had a really wonderful third grade year. So, and that's what I had told myself in August. You just can't predict the future. Sometimes events happen, and you think, oh, this is terrible. And you know what? It turns out actually to be the best thing, and this has. So I'm very excited that Mr. Birch was picked as best teacher in Durham. Isn't that cool? And here I am giving him all his lettuce. I feel like a star. I feel like the CSA to a star, more to the point. So that's neat. So that's what's going on right now. It's just Tuesday. I hope I'll have some work done tomorrow. Maybe some news about how I'm going to do this quilting. I don't know, but a little bit to chat about tomorrow. And then I'll get this posted. I'm sorry again to be late, but I'm sure you understand. I'm sure you know what it's like to get home and just go, ah. And I'm still trying to get into a routine. I'm really trying. I'm having just to keep away from the computer because it's so easy to waste time on the computer. Let me tell you very quickly, I just got my new book for next month's book club meeting. It's Caleb's Crossing by Geraldine Brooks. Very excited to read that. If you've not read her book March, I would highly recommend it, especially if you are a Little Women fan, because March is the story of the father in Little Women. It's sort of not his side of the story. It is, but mostly his side of the story takes place away from home. But it's just wonderfully conceived and written. She's a wonderful writer, so highly recommend it. For this month, by the way, we read My Stroke of Insight. So interesting. Not the most well-written book I've ever read. I thought, I hate to say I can't think of the author's name, and I've turned in the book, but it's called My Stroke of Insight. And it was a doctor, a brain researcher. I guess a neurologist of some sort or another. She was not a brain surgeon. I think she just did research. I don't think she worked with patients, but she had a stroke and she was 38. But because she knew so much about the brain, she was really able to kind of have some understanding, even as she was losing language, about what was going on. And it was just so interesting to read, other than the fact that the writing wasn't all that good. It didn't matter. It was fascinating. It was sort of a fascinating look into how the brain works. So If you're interested in that stuff, it's at least worth picking up and skimming through. So I think that's my book report for now. And I think that's everything for now, and I will be back in a bit.
Quilt Diary, Day 3. It's Wednesday, May 2nd. Very, very hot. I'm inside, though, with the AC blowing up one leg and down the other. A little early for that, but we don't complain about the weather, do we? No, we do not. Anyway, I've been looking at pictures of feathers. Now, here's the thing. I just feel with machine quilting that I am still so new at it, still have no idea of what I'm doing. You know, like sometimes I listen to Pam over at Hip to Be a Square, and she'll talk about the quilting she's doing. And she'll say, oh, well, I decided to do this kind of quilting because it goes with this and that. And it just makes sense. She knows what she's doing. I have no idea. It is all just, I'm making it up as I go along. But this is the only way I can learn it. I found a picture of feathers that I like. It's imagine sort of, let's call it a bowl shape, you know, but except no top to the bowl. So say let's take a half circle, half wreath kind of thing. Very nice, very simple, and I may go with that. It seems like it would work with this quilt. I am going to mark the pattern before I sew. We'll see how it works out. You know, the great thing about thread is you can just rip it out. Although I have spent some serious hours ripping out thread from quilts that got quilted too densely. So, anyway. But we'll see how it goes. I just, you know, it's funny. I think I always, especially when it comes to machine quilting, I feel very confident in my mind. You know, oh, of course I know what I'm doing. And then as soon as it gets to the quilting part, I realize, no idea. It was interesting when I was in Chicago. I visited the quilt that I gave my sister-in-law, Jessica. I took some pictures. I'll post them because in the picture I posted way back in the day, probably December, you couldn't really see the quilting. So I took some pictures of the quilting where I think you can actually see it. And I have to say I like it. It's kind of funky and weird, but I still like it. It's not like here it is May or at that time actually April. And I looked at it and thought, I can't believe I did that. I thought, well, that's kind of cool. And it was kind of cool. So you can see. You be the judge. But that's good, right? Because I really had no idea what I was doing. I made it up, and it turned out okay. It was nice to visit my quilt. It's not my quilt. It's Jessica's quilt. It was nice to see it all the same. What else do I have to tell you? I think that's it. Now, I thought there was something else. Well, it's 4:40. I'm about to do a little bit of dinner prep. Will has lacrosse tonight at 6, so I'm making some quesadillas. And I need to kind of get working on that. And I think I'm going to do some quilting this evening. First the garden, then some quilting. And I think I'm going to try to make at least one block for Rick's star quilt. I just want to see it. I want to see what it looks like. And maybe work on my block of the month. I don't know. But I definitely want to do one of those blocks for Rick's star quilt, and then I'll take a picture and I'll post it tomorrow, which is when this will all be posted in all its rambly glory. By the way, last night I stepped on my computer. That's right. I have a MacBook, and I put it down. I was sitting on the couch, and for some reason, I think because the dog was sitting next to me, Travis, instead of putting the computer on the floor next to me or on the ottoman, don't know why I didn't put it on the ottoman, I put it on the floor under my feet. And so when I stood up, I stepped on it. Now, I didn't put my full weight on it, but nonetheless, I have cracked my screen, and I feel like I just sort of tilted my head. I'm like, oh, I think the cracks are continuing. It doesn't bother me. If I'm looking straight at it, I actually don't see them. But that felt like a really smooth move. And everything seems to be working. C'est la vie. Okay, it's all good. Everything is good. But I'm going to end up here because I still have to do introductions. I hope when I do all my, like, thanks for emailing and commenting that I don't miss anybody. It may be hard because it's been a couple weeks and my brain is fairly scattered. But I'm going to try. But I do appreciate everyone who comments and emails and gets in touch. I really do. It's so nice. You're very nice people. Let me say goodbye. Let me say have a good week. I plan to be back on my Thursday schedule starting tomorrow, actually, and then from then on into eternity. I'm always going to post on Thursdays forever and ever. Okay. That's it. Keep quilting. Don't give up. Don't lose faith. Fight the power. That's it. See you next week. Bye.